Hello and welcome to my audio blog. I am K. Rajakrishna, a part of Team Assimilators. I have completed my graduation from Vagdevi College of Pharmacy, Gurujala, Guntur District in Andhra Pradesh. In this audio blog, I am going to present an overview on oral film technology. Despite of tremendous advancements in drug delivery system, the oral route of drug administration is the most important method of administration of drugs for systemic effect. About 60% of total dosage forms are administered by oral route. Of these, solid dosage forms are popular because of ease of manufacturing, transportation, and administration. Generally, a tablet and capsule design is for swallowing intact or chewed to deliver a precise dosage of medication to patients. But, however, in case of patients with hand tremors, geriatric patients, pediatric patients, and uncooperative patients, the problem of swallowing is a common phenomenon which leads to poor patient compliance. To overcome the problem, use of oral mucosal drug delivery system has gained importance and hence emerged as alternate oral dosage form. Under this family of oral mucosal drug delivery system, various bioadhesive mucosal dosage forms have been developed, which includes adhesive tablets, gels, ointments, patches, and more recently, use of polymeric films for buccal delivery, also known as mouth dissolving films. The first among them was oral dissolving tablets. The introduction of oral dissolving tablets in market was accompanied by educating the mass about the proper way of administration the product, like giving instructions which includes do not swallow or do not chew. The process of manipulating the oral dissolving tablet in oral or buccal cavity was also important. Due to these complications of administration, it became difficult for pediatric and uncooperative patients to utilize the oral dissolving tablet. Coming to other dosage forms of buccal administration like gels, ointments, patches, it came with special instructions of application and use. Thus, these were not so long lasting for use by pediatric and geriatrics. Narrowing our various choices of oral mucosal drug delivery system, the most apt and most useful one is mouth dissolving films. Mouth dissolving films, a new drug delivery system for oral delivery of drugs, was developed based on the technology of transdermal patch. The delivery system consists of a very thin oral strip which is simply placed on patient's tongue or any oral mucosal tissue. Instantly wet by saliva, the film rapidly hydrates and adheres onto the site of application. It then rapidly disintegrates and dissolves to release the medication for oromucosal absorption or within formula medication. This will maintain a quick dissolving aspect, allowing for gastrointestinal absorption to be achieved when swallowed. Oral thin films offer fast, accurate dosing in a safe, efficacious format that is convenient and portable, without the need of water or measuring devices. Oral thin films are typically the size of a postage stamp and disintegrate on a patient's tongue in a matter of seconds for a rapid release of one or more active pharmaceutical ingredients. If we have a look at special features of mouth dissolving films, they are thin, elegant films available in various sizes and shapes, unobstructive, excellent mucoadhesive, fast disintegration, rapid release, and very much important one is avoid first pass metabolism of drugs. So, the advantages of mouth dissolving films can be convenient dosing, no water needed, no risk of choking, taste masking, enhanced stability, and improved patient compliance. Moreover, the mouth dissolving films has also a clear advantage over the oral dissolving tablets. Oral dissolving tablets are sometimes difficult to carry, store, and handle. Many oral dissolving tablets are prepared by using expensive lyophilization process. A large number of drugs can be formulated as mouth dissolving tablets. Innovative products may increase the therapeutic possibility in the following indications. For pediatrics, formulations which include anti-tussive expectorant and anti-asthmatics can be formulated. For geriatrics, it can be an anti-epileptic expectorant, gastrointestinal diseases, etc. For patients who have regular cases of nausea, for example, in case of cytostatic therapy. For pain, for CNS, like anti-Parkinsonism therapy. So this is an introduction about oral thin films. Now, when we look into the composition of or the formulation ingredients of an oral thin film, it consists of a drug, a hydrophilic polymer, a plasticizer, fillers, colors, and flavors. Coming to drugs. Drug constitutes about 1 to 25% of the formulation. Several classes of drugs are formulated as mouth dissolving films, like anti-ulcers, anti-asthmatic, anti-tussive, anti-histamatic, expectorant, NSAIDs, etc. The next one is hydrophilic polymers. Pharmaceutically accepted water-soluble hydrophilic polymers are used as emboidment, such as cellulose ethers like HPMC, HPC, HEC, MC, gelatin, edulite, and maltodextrin, etc. Plasticizers. Plasticizers governs the mechanical property of the film. The commonly used plasticizers are glycerol and polyethylene glycol. Apart from this, some saliva-stimulating agents can also be added to enhance the disintegration and to get rapid release. Some of these agents are citric acid, tartaric acid, ascorbic acid, and succinic acid. Now, coming to method of preparation of mouth-dissolving tablets. One or combination of following processes can be used for manufacturing of mouth-dissolving films. There are basically three methods, that is, solvent casting method, hot melt extrusion method, or melt fabrication method. Solvent casting method. In this method or process, the polymer is dissolved in suitable solvent to form solution, and other excipients dissolve in same solvent. Then both the solutions are mixed thoroughly, then spread on a flat non-adhesive surface. Then the solvent slowly evaporates. Resulting polymer film is then peeled from the surface. The second method of preparation is hot melt extrusion method. In this process, the polymer is propelled continuously along a screw through region of high temperature and pressure where it is melted and compacted and finally forced through a die to give final object. The third method of preparation is melt pressing. The films are prepared by placing the polymers between two metal plates and the plates then placed between two heated plates in a press. So these are different methods of preparation of mouth-dissolving films. Now coming to packaging of mouth-dissolving films, a variety of packaging options are available for fast-dissolving films. Single packaging is mandatory for films, which are pharmaceutical products, and aluminium pouch is most commonly used packaging format. Applied Pharmaceutical Research Switzerland LabTech GmbH of Germany has developed a RapidCut. RapidCut is a proprietary and patented packaging system which is specifically designed for mouth-dissolving films. A RapidCut is exactly the same size as a credit card and holds three mouth-dissolving films in each case. Each dose can be taken out individually, allowing the patient to carry six single packaging doses of their medication in the purse or wallet and have it readily available. So this is about the packaging of the formulations. If we look at the different quality checks about these oral thin films, it includes, first one is weight variation. Weight variation is studied individually by weighing 10 randomly selected films and calculating the average weight. The average weight should not deviate significantly from the average weight of individual tablets. I'm sorry, individual thin films. The next one is tensile strength. Tensile strength of film was determined by using apparatus fabricated in laboratory. A small film strip was cut and fixed to assembly, and the weight required to break the film was noted, and simultaneously the film elongation was measured with the help of pointer mounted on the assembly. The next one is percentage elongation, determined by noting the distance traveled by the pointer before breaking the film on the graph paper. Next is folding endurance. Folding endurance is evaluation of films involves determining the folding capacity of films when subjected to frequent extreme conditions of folding. It was determined by repeatedly folding the films at same place until it broke. Next one is disintegration or dissolving time. Determined manually by dipping the film in 10 ml of water in beaker with gentle shaking. When film was dissolved, time was also noted. Next is in vitro drug release. Dissolution studies of film were performed by using USP23 type 2 apparatus in 6.80 phosphate buffer and 0.1 normal HCl solution at temperature of 37 degrees plus or minus 0.5 degrees with a rotation speed of 50 rpm. The samples were withdrawn at various regular intervals and analyzed spectrophotometrically. Next one is morphology study. The morphology of the film is studied using electron microscope, that is scanning electron microscope, at definite magnification. At last, stability studies. Stability studies are carried out for all batches at accelerated conditions, like 65% relative humidity and 35 degrees temperature, in humidity chamber for 3 hours. After 3 hours, the films are evaluated for drug content, disintegration time, and physical appearance observations. So this different quality checks have to be passed for an oral thin films before it comes into the market. There are also different types of marketed formulations available for this oral thin films. So to conclude this topic, we can say that mouth dissolving films are intended for application in oral cavity. They are innovative and promising dosage forms, especially for use in pediatric and geriatric patients. These mouth dissolving films have several advantages over conventional dosage forms and fast dissolving tablets. So they are of great importance during the emergency case whenever immediate onset of action is desired. Thus, oral thin films are really a promising tool for a better future. By this, I conclude my oral presentation. Thank you very much for letting your ears.